Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll. So Nick stands watch, and then he wakes you up, Batwack. And he passes along the same thing, but by now it's all garbled because of the telephone property.
Oh no! Play a triangle. Build some scarecrows.
There are some craven cages over there. And...
Wes Craven is waiting in the mountains.
Sheryl Crow. There's a bunch of Sheryl Crow music playing. You can only sing Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's not ironic. Oh, wait, that's Alanis Morissette. So now we got really confused. There's no good reason to mix them up.
So I start setting up the stage and the speakers. And, yeah.
All right.
I assume that when Rufina wakes up, she'll know what to do.
Oh, she'll know.
All I want to do is have some fun.
I was hoping someone would be able to actually name a Sheryl Crow song.
Yeah, I think that's probably the only one I've got.
I'm gonna soak up the sun, something like that.
I don't
know. Yeah.
I'm coming out.
Nope.
I want the world to know.
Nope.
Okay. So, yes, Batwack, you stand watch. Do you just wait patiently? Or do you venture forth?
Poke about in the shoulder.
No.
Okay.
I will stand like a statue.
Got it. All right. And eventually, the sky starts to undarkle. And somehow, miraculously... you've all gained the benefits of a long rest.
Wow!
Oh, amazing.
All your hit points are restored.
Amazing.
You regain half of your hit dice.
All right.
Though of note, you all are at 3 points below your maximum level due to the swarms of insects that have been plaguing you all night.
Oh, gross.
Wait, I don't understand. What? We're 3 points below our maximum level?
3 hit points?
Yes, you all basically have 3 hit points of damage below what your normal max. It's not like a permanent drain. It's just, it's like you've taken 3.
Wow.
Because of the insects? Jeez.
Because of the insects.
Yeah, that's gross. Okay.
That's so gross. They must inflate like balloons when they... Oh.
But now, yes, the sky is lightening.
All right.
Dawn has broken. Morning's here. The morning's here.
All right. So if we gather inside this, whatever it's called, hut, and we're like, presumably everyone through the game of telephone knows what's going on now, or I guess we have to tell Lank since it doesn't seem like he had a shift, so...
I'm assuming you tell Lank.
Yeah, we're talking about it. So, like, what are we doing? What is the purpose? Like, you guys were the ones that were chasing them in the first place, so what is our goal here?
So where are they?
So, like, 500 feet away, there's a hut and cages and scarecrows, basically all in the same area.
Yeah, there's a hut on top of a giant stump. It's probably, like, 10 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging off the front of the hut are two large iron cages stuffed to the gills with squawking ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of the hut, there is an upside-down floating giant skull.
Floating, like, no support at all. Magic float.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, what were we doing in the first place, chasing these people?
Huh? We thought they were kidnapping the were-ravens.
So do we think those ravens in the cages are were-ravens, or are they her pets? Or are they this person's pets? I don't know who is in this hut. But it could be that witch we've heard about. Scarecrows.
Yep, it's gotta be.
Yeah. Oh, so does this mean we're near the winery? So we have some idea of where we are?
It's gotta be. I heard there was... No, I didn't hear that. But I did.
Well, we could go knock on the door, ask for directions, and then if things go south, you know, play it by ear. What do you...
Can we roll to remember if we've ever heard of the direction in which this lady was? Like, from the ravens or from or the raven people?
I think they might have mentioned that the scarecrows came from the east. I think that's about all.
Okay, so we don't really know east where we are. East of the winery. Okay, east of the winery. All right, time to go west.
I'm going to quietly attempt to summon Steed.
Okay.
Is that a noisy process ordinarily?
Oh, I'm just not necessarily drawing attention to myself.
You all stare at him the whole time.
Yeah.
In addition to filling me in on the night's goings on, has somebody untied me?
No.
I might now ask, would somebody please untie me?
Before you finish it, Nick is rushing over to undo your bonds.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Can I change Bernard into a raven?
Yeah. Takes about the same time to do that as it does to summon Steed.
Okay.
So you can sit right next to Bathwack.
Nope. Far away from Bathwack.
You sit in a puddle of water to get as far away from Bathwack as you can.
Yes. I let the roof leak on my head as I sit far away from Bathwack and change Bernard into a raven. Because I'm wondering if, like, what if I, you know, Bernard, I don't want you to die, but, you know, you're already dead, so, haha, that was not a funny joke.
Such a nice brother.
That was not a funny joke. I am so sorry. But, he's saying this out loud to everyone else. But, guys, if he's a raven, maybe this person collects ravens? What if we can get a glimpse of her? Or maybe should I keep you as a bat and look through the window now that we're all ready? What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Should we use Bernard as bait in some way or to spy?
Well, can he be hurt?
He can be hurt, but he is also able to come back. I'm so sorry, Bernard.
Thanks, brother.
No, but what? Okay.
He can be a snake?
He can be killed, but can he feel pain? I guess is.
Oh, can you feel pain?
Yes.
You can.
Thanks for asking.
I haven't asked that before.
Didn't you say he could be a snake?
I think, I wrote that down somewhere.
Or a mouse. So. He's going to be some sort of rodent, something small.
He definitely can be a rodent. He can be a bat.
He could be a giant spider.
He could be a giant spider. A frog, I think, was one of them.
Oh, that's right, the frog.
I'm
bat,
pretty sure
spider, weasel, St. Bernard, bear, iguana, calico cat, rattlesnake, raven, bullfrog.
How about the rattlesnake, and he can sneak up there without being seen, as long as he keeps his tail quiet.
But then he can't really get away fast if he wants to.
I've never seen a rattlesnake move, but yes, I guess a bat can what's it called, fly.
Yeah, all right.
Fly.
So maybe as I'm about to transform him into a raven, then I have this discussion with people, and I'm like, you know what? Whatever Bathwack's doing, we'll wait for him to be done. And then we'll send you over, flit around, try not to be seen, but see if you can peek at what's going on in that cottage and get away. And then come back here. If that yields nothing, I'll turn you into a raven. We'll see what happens. Right? Hey, good plan. I was high-fiving myself.
Okay.
Are there any buildings between, like closer than the building we're in to this hut that we could get closer?
Through, you know, talking to Will, talking to what's-his-face. It's kind of in the middle of, like, an open, maybe what used to be, like, a meadow or field. It's kind of marshy and yucky, but it's kind of in the middle of nothing. There's a couple of the cottages in the group of cottages you're in that are between you and it. Mm. But otherwise, then it's maybe a good 700 feet of open land.
I would at least go up to the nearest hut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can kind of make it out through the mists now that you know where... In general, you're looking for sort of a, it's more of just like a shape in the mists in that direction. It being morning, the mist is pretty thick. You think it probably would be through most of the day anyway. There's not much sun to burn the mist off. But you can make out sort of the direction that this shape is sort of hulking in, this hut on top of this giant stump.
I think before I went, I would make sure everybody else is going so that because if something happens to Bernard and I'm not near Will, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Shall we all go up and be as close as possible? Like, while still being within a building?
How long would it take Bernard to do this before we move out of this faraway place?
You can just fly over there.
Yeah, can you do that real quick? And then we go? Just because then, right, Link? He can say that out loud if Link is trying to go. Like, just, you know, calm down a little bit, Link.
Well, I meant more if Bernard needs backup.
Bernard, I have one other thing that I could do. I could cast invisibility on Bernard, but it's going to use a spell slot. So if I do that, I'd want to wait another hour before we did anything so I could get that spell slot back.
Yeah, you could also cast it on two other people.
Anybody, right. But
oh, you could cast it on Bernard. You could also cast it on me. I could go be on the ground and he can be in the air.
Right. But then I would like to not have my spell slot missing if we're going to go into a battle. That's my only thought. I skipped so few spells. I'm sorry. It sucks. Okay. I guess I'll do that. But don't go rushing into anything, Lang. Just, like, wait.
Right. This is just for safety.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Do you want to pick anybody else, too, since you can?
Does anyone else want to?
Can we see each other if we're invisible?
No.
No.
Oh, because then we might have issues running into each other.
Ow!
All right,
that was just Rafina running into Bathwack.
maybe I'll go. I'll just go. How about that?
I'll cast it on Bernard and Blank and say, you know, again, don't go rushing in anywhere. I'd like to get my spell back. I don't know how you would say that in actual role-playing terms. I keep using hour and spell slot words.
Say you have a 60-minute refractive period.
Like, after, this is a biggie, okay? This is a biggie. I need a little time afterwards before we go into a battle.
You'll need to recover before you would be back to full strength.
Right, yes. So
fair enough.
Just be cautious. Okay, all right. Go.
And okay. He does. He goes.
All right. And Bernard flits off. How close are you getting, Lank?
I'm not going to move super quickly, but I'm going to get up to get a good look at the skull, get a good look at the birds, see if they look like they might be humanoid and not happy about it.
Okay.
If they're, you know, I can peer under a door, you know, whatever.
All right. So, yeah, you go up. I mean, the stump itself that this hut is sitting on is very large. It's maybe about 10 feet up to the base sort of level. It looks like just a single-story small hut. It does have an open door, but from the angle you are on the ground, you can kind of basically see up into the roof of the hut.
Okay.
The skull is floating sort of level with the opening of the door, like you could walk from the door into the skull, basically. Hmm. This upside-down skull.
I am not going to walk underneath the skull.
Okay. The
probably should have asked before I left, but how long does this last?
Up to an hour.
Oh, so okay. So, yeah. Yeah. I'll stop for coffee.
Yeah. He would have said. I would have said that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have been like, "You've got 25 seconds. Go."
Yeah. Right. Exactly. How fast can you sprint? Yeah.
All right. And you will. You get the report from Bernard.
Okay.
He says there's no windows. There's just like an open doorway in the front. How close do you want me to get? Like, I can see kind of into it from where I am. Do you want me to... The ravens are kind of like on either side of the door, on these cages kind of jutting out from the side
of
the hut.
Are the ravens looking at you as you flit around there?
I don't think so. Hopefully they can't see me. They seem to be pissed because they're in these cages.
Do you
they're
think
squawking
you can,
like crazy.
Hook on to where the cage is hooked, like, and hide kind of behind any chain that's holding the cage to the hook and maybe hang outside the door like that? Like,
okay.
They're right by the door, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so
sticking out,
if
like, to
you
the
hang
sides.
There behind the chain, then kind of peek through the door? Sound like a good plan? Don't get yourself killed?
Okay.
I'm sorry!
All right, inside. Okay.
Lank is going to try, I don't know if I can do this at the same time, but Lank is going to try to get up to the door.
You're going to climb?
Yep.
Okay. Are you trying to do so quietly?
Not... Like, I'm not going to be like, I'm climbing now, slapping against the...
I mean, I will say that these ravens are making a lot of noise.
Okay,
so
then I'm not going to be
general...
too worried about... Like, I'm not carrying around a bunch of money or anything that would be clanky.
You've secured your chain wallet. All right. So you can sort of scramble up. The roots of the stump have enough footholds that you can make your way up. It's not like walking up a... There's no easy way. There's not like just stairs going up to it. So it's not an easy thing. It's not very convenient, but you can make it up and kind of peer in. And you get a view in just as Bernard is relaying what he's seeing.
Okay.
So I'll say it once.
That's sort of why I wanted to be like, now repeat it, because I just got to the door.
you can get a limited view in. I mean, you know, you're looking through a doorway, so there's definitely things that are out of your field of vision. You see in the back, there's a wooden cot and a wicker cabinet. You can see a wooden table and a stool. Looks like you can see the side of a chest. And then you can also see right in the middle of the room, directly in the center of this hut. This hut looks to me maybe about 15 foot square. And right in the middle, you see a ghastly wooden crib with a small angelic child sitting in it.
What?
What?
Very happy, contented child just sitting in this crib in the center of the room.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap. This is not good.
All the furnishings except for the crib that you can see, you do notice, are bolted to the floor. And then you also notice beneath the crib, a green light seeps up through the cracks beneath the rotting floorboards.
A green what?
We sent the wrong guy.
Green light.
I bet it's the gem. Light. I bet it's the gem.
Oh.
Something about the gem with this baby.
Have we encountered mention of an angelic baby before? Why is this ringing a bell?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe it's ringing a bell from something else. You know, in my ordinary, everyday life, talking about angelic babies.
It came up in a recent job interview.
Yeah. How do you feel about angelic babies? Oh, that's a deal breaker. All right, then I'm going to enter and look under the crib to see if the green light is obviously something.
Okay. You step into the room. And you were able to see what you were not able to see before, sort of to the left and the right of the door. To the right, you see a slender wardrobe. And to the left, an iron bathtub filled with blood.
Oh.
And soaking in it is the oldest woman you've ever seen.
Oh my god. Oh no.
Is this one of the things where she needs the angelic child to stay alive?
Oh my god. Oh
no. Probably.
Oh, good.
Well, the baby does she look happy. Okay,
she looks old. That does she look old? Hey, grandmotherly or great 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 grandmotherly, or does she look like old hag kind of?
You wouldn't call her. She doesn't look like she's gonna bake you a nice thing of brownies.
Does it look like she's gonna bake me into some brownies?
I mean, I would say your opinion is probably tinged by the fact that she seems to be soaking in blood.
Right.
Yeah.
She's got her eyes closed. She looks very relaxed.
Ugh.
And as you look at her, she turns her head and opens and looks directly into your eyes.
Oh, no.
And she says, hello.
Ew. Ew.
That's the worst voice ever.
Should we take a break?
Oh, my God.
Did you say take a break?
Should we take a break?
Oh.
We just peed ourselves, so, you know, gotta take a little break.
Yeah, that would be good. It'll give me time to think, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah.
They're coming in. The water's warm.
Ew. All right.
Okay.
See you in a few minutes.
Oh, all right. Let's play D&D.
Go lay down, girl.
Freaking weirdo.
So where were we? I don't remember.
She said hello.
I know.
Okay, you did remember.
I had time to think about how I was going to reply, and so Lank is going to take two steps to the left and see if she still sees him.
She seems to see you. She tracks you with her eyes.
Were you hoping she'd do a do-si-do?
Yeah, two steps to the left. And she claps three times.
Hello.
I didn't expect you so early. Where are your friends?
Oh,
What is wrong with her voice?
You expected us at all? You can see me? Bernard, if you can hear me, can you tell Will to turn off the invisibility? I don't know if it works that way, but this is awkward. Although apparently it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Bernard says, Lank's talking to some lady in there, and he said to turn off the invisibility.
Wait, a good thing? What's going on?
I don't know. They're just talking, but she can see him, it seems like.
Just talk, okay. Wait, does it seem dangerous?
I don't know.
Can
I
you
can't
look
really,
inside?
Should I move? Oh, okay.
Just look a little bit. Don't go through the door. Don't go inside. What's happening? Does it sound like pleasant? Like, is he like meeting up with someone we know? Who is it?
Oh, there's some old lady getting out of a pool of blood.
Okay, old lady, pool of blood. Let's go, guys. We should start running.
Away.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I run away. They're presumably running towards them. I'm running away. Yeah. Oh, okay. And then I relay that to the group. Like, okay, Lank, old lady, pool of blood. Lank's inside. She apparently sees them. They're talking right now. I say that to everyone in the group.
Lank, as this is happening, she is in fact getting out of the pool of blood.
Ugh.
Is she wearing clothes? Oh my god.
And she is not wearing clothes.
I think it would be weirder if she was wearing clothes. Wearing a full ball gown. Like, she can barely move. It's really heavy. Like, it's so weird.
Lank's gonna look away more out of politeness than that. He's gonna repeat, you were expecting a visit from us?
She has gotten out, and she's actually walking towards you, and she says, excuse me, dear.
Oh my god.
It looks like she's kind of, like, walking towards where you're standing, basically, like...
I am going to very quickly do a crab walk to the left.
And she moves past you to the wardrobe that's in the other corner of the room, kind of behind where you were. And she, pulls out a robe, not like a bathrobe, but like a garment robe, and begins donning it. She says, yes, I've been watching you for some time. And you all arrived here in Berez last night. And
Berez. I'm not even there.
I'm glad you got your rest. You were looking quite bushed, Lank.
Is he looking at her bush?
Certainly.
Sorry!
It's impressive.
Oh, no!
Mike says, I like what you've done with your bush. I saw it as I climbed in. Sort of a topiary approach.
OMG.
Why, what the hell did you think I was talking about? Get your mind out of the gutter, lady.
I still think the topiary could apply.
Yep.
Yeah, could be. Oh my goodness.
Having a pleasant conversation about landscaping and you're you're being lewd.
Did you ask her a question? I'm sorry. Actually. I don't recall.
She said she's been watching. Oh, she said I was quite tired. I said yes. Yes, quite tired. Who are you?
My name is Baba Lasaga.
This voice you're doing is like somewhat more unsettling than any other voice you've done.
What made you watch our party?
I can tell you've made fast friends with my boy.
What? Your boy, Nat?
God.
Nat? No. My son.
What?
Wait. Your son is... Wait, who...
He didn't tell you about me? Oh. No, Strahd.
Of course.
Oh!
What?
Oh!
It's safe.
What?
Oh, I thought... Okay. I thought you meant Nat. You're Strahd's mother.
Oh my god.
Yes, I mean, I like to consider myself as such.
Oh.
Oh, are you actually his mother?
Well, I was very instrumental in raising him, and I even put within him the spark of magic that would ensure that he would be able to deal in the arcane arts as he does. And
oh, smooth.
He's grown up to be such a beautiful young boy, don't you think?
Oh.
She's been busying herself with the wicker shelving cabinet in the back, and she turns around and she has a plate of brownies. That she
Lank in them.
Lank says, "Well, I misjudged you. My internal monologue told me you weren't the sort of person to make a tray of brownies."
I will note, just to paint the clearest picture, she did not like dry herself off or towel herself off at any point.
That's disgusting.
Her hair is just still soaking wet with blood, and it's dripping off of her, pulling around her feet.
Forgive me, this your reaction to our presence is surprising, given who you say you're Strahd's mother?
Yes, I certainly would want to welcome his friends with grace. You've been spending time with him, and I can see that you are quite close, so any friend of Strahd is a friend of mine.
He told you about our friendship.
No, I could just tell from how you've been spending time with him and whatnot. You seem to be having such fun together when you when you get together. Mm.
Bernard.
Yeah, can we be on our way? Like, how?
Yeah, I mean, he can have communicated. He can hear this, and he can communicate to you, Will, and then you can tell the rest of them what's going on.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was presumably saying that we would be on our way, or you know, the rest of them would be on their way at least.
Mm-hmm.
Lank doesn't know because Bernard didn't reply, as far as I remember. So right. Lank doesn't know if Bernard has heard him or not.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So he still hasn't answered, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he can talk out loud.
Oh, well, that'll slow him down.
Yeah.
So, who's the child? This beautiful, angelic child here.
You don't recognize my baby, my dear Strahd?
What?
And it's a high crib, and I'm rather down here, ma'am.
This is my sweet baby boy. I'm sure he's going to grow up big and strong.
And she bends down and plants a kiss on his forehead, and you can see a few drops of blood drop off of her hair and her face, and they fall through the baby and through the crib and onto the floor.
What?
As if it's not there.
Whoa.
Are the rest of you making your way to the hut after hearing through Will what's happening?
I'm telling Bernard to
Is
come
Will
back.
Telling us for real?
Yeah, no, I told you. Yeah. I'm like, you guys, it's totally fine over there.
Said that, and everybody's just sitting quietly in the hut, and then Rafina's eventually like, wait, were you serious?
Oh my god.
Yes!
Yeah, no, I have said, this is probably not so good.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that we, I mean, how quickly can we, you know, how quickly can they get there? Right.
I mean, if you all went immediately, Bathwack can get there very fast if he's on Steed. And the rest of
Let's
you
all
can.
Pile onto Steed.
Actually, Lank is going to move so that, since he moved out of the way anyway, sort of move so that he's standing in the door, still inside the hut, but standing in the doorway so he would be able to see if people are approaching.
Okay.
Do
you drop the invisibility spell?
Did he ask?
Bernard said that Lank said to do that.
Can I drop it from only Lank, or do I have to drop it from both of them?
I would say sure.
I'll drop it for Lank, but I'm going to keep it on Bernard. Okay. Because
I can tell.
Yeah, because you can see yourself.
Oh, good point. So I know that my message got through, mm-hmm. or the spell wore off faster than we anticipated.
Will lied to you.
Yeah.
Or he's being attacked somewhere, took damage, and lost concentration.
Dead.
That's true, so. Too. Oh, that's true, too.
Either way, it's fine.
So can I see them approaching?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure they see me so they're like, I'm not being killed, so they don't come in weapons drawn kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Because at the moment, I don't know what's going on here. You know, she seems completely crazy, but not hostile at the moment. So this is Strahd. That's Strahd up there.
Yes, that's my baby Strahd. He's so adorable. He's going to grow up so big and strong. I foresee great things for him.
When we've seen Strahd, he didn't look like a baby.
Oh no, my Strahd, he's a grown man. He rules this valley with an iron fist. He's done quite well for himself.
This form that I'm seeing, what is this? The baby.
What form? This is my darling boy.
Of course, I'm not going to push the issue. Of course. Oh, and what an angelic looking child.
Well put.
It seemed the right thing to say, you know.
The rest of you can have gotten to the hut at this point. Uh-huh. You're down below. You can see Lank standing in the doorway. You can hear him talking to someone. The ravens are still being very noisy. Especially on the outside, it's quite loud. You can't even really make out what they're saying on the inside of the hut.
Lang's going to say to her, if you would excuse me a moment, ma'am, I will greet my friends.
Oh, certainly, yes. Bring them up. I've got little treats here for everyone.
Oh, my God. Oh boy.
He's going to come out. All right. Listen.
Hi,
I don't know what you've heard, but Strahd's mother is in there with an infant she calls Strahd and a plate of brownies.
You feel a hand on your shoulder and she's peering up over you.
She's like, yes, yes, come up, please.
Oh my God.
And you guys see this wizened face peer down at you.
Just a moment, ma'am. I'm going
now
to...
I've got
birds,
blood on
okay?
my shirt. Hey, Will, can you press to digitate Dane here?
I'm going to free these birds, okay, ma'am, and then I'll be right up.
Oh, no, you mustn't do that.
Why not?
No,
look at their feathers, they're crumpled.
Yes, come in, I will tell you the evil that these creatures do.
What?
They must be kept and killed.
What? Whoa. That does not sound right.
Let's enjoy this hospitality. It's been so long since we've been hospitably greeted in this land. Like,
yes, please.
Them like, yeah.
Well, that is kind of true. Usually people are not happy to see us.
Please come in. It's a little bit close quarters, but I think we'll all prove to be fast friends, and I don't think we'll mind the crowded space.
Okay.
Come in and see the baby.
Yes, Will, Rufina Batwack, Nick, please, come join us.
Lank down in front of her is like, I didn't tell her your names.
Yeah, she knows our names.
Oh, look, the baby appears to be a hologram. I guess I can't really tell that, but I'm
you can't see the baby yet.
I'm up there, aren't I?
Oh, did you clamber up there? And
I sure did.
Okay.
I'm anxious to have the discussion so I can free the birds after.
Can I use my boots to jump up and climb my way up?
Your moon boots.
You can get pretty high up there. I forget what the...
I forgot to.
Yeah. The boots of striding and springing.
Baba Lasaga, do you mind if I have a look around before I come inside?
Oh, you make yourself at home, dearie. Whatever you need to do to feel comfortable.
All right.
Ma'am, how old is your baby?
My baby, he turned, what is it, 3 months? It was about a week ago, so
aww.
3 months and a week.
He's
darling
about to become such a sweetie.
Is that old enough for a baby to be sitting up? I can't
no.
even remember at this
no,
point.
No, it's got to be at least 6 months, but it's more like 8 or 9 months.
He's like 8 or 9 months, sitting up age.
He'll be crawling any minute now.
Hey, Rufina. I'm going to pull Rufina to this. Is she, like, far enough away that I could whisper something in her ear?
I think she was scrambling up there pretty eagerly.
Oh, all right.
If you call my name, I'll slow down. But you have to talk to me.
Bathwack, right. I mean, Bathwack. Lank would be standing still in the doorway if Bathwack wanted to speak to Lank and pass
yeah,
on a message.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave Steed within your line of sight, but I'm going to go look around. If there's any trouble, I'll tell Steed to get your attention.
Okay. Having spent some time bonding with Steed before I got him killed, I'm comfortable. That would be my understanding.
All right, good.
Okay. All right.
So, your Strahd, you named your baby after Strahd?
What? No, this is, my baby's name is Strahd. How could I name him after himself? I don't understand, Will.
Because there's, Will doesn't know all of this conversation, I'm assuming. So Will's like, because there's the Strahd that's like.
There's the Strahd that is, because I'm guessing what Will might have been about to say. There's the Strahd that we have met, who you know that we are, that we have been spending some time with.
Yes, as I said, you guys have been very companionable with each other. It always makes me feel nice to see Strahd making some friends. He seems quite lonely often, but for him to have found such companionship with you warms my heart.
We haven't been here before. How are we friends
with
your baby?
When we see him, he looks older.
Oh yes, he's quite old. He's centuries old now at this point.
So he's both old.
Now you're all caught up with what I've been dealing with.
Okay.
Blank does not say out loud.
Can Rafina try to go pick up the baby?
Yes. Do you just try to pick up the baby without asking or anything like that?
I go over and I sort of blow a raspberry at it, and then I reach out my hands.
How did you get the baby?
I thought that the crib was high.
Oh, and I'm sure.
No, I mean, it's not like a...
Oh, it was ugly. It wasn't high. It was, as you said, it was like...
It was, what is the word that it says in the pages here? Ghastly.
Ghastly. Which, of course, is another
word
means
tall.
High.
Yes. Michael Jordan was a ghastly basketball player.
Mount Everest, the most ghastly mountain.
I'd like to order a ghastly Starbucks latte.
Nice.
No, so yeah, it's within reach. I mean, you might have to be on tiptoes, Rafina.
Okay,
you,
my tiptoe. Now
yeah.
I get up on
so
my tiptoes.
So you blow a raspberry at the baby, and he looks at you and giggles. And you hold your arms out, and he kind of holds his arms out to you with up, like as if for you to be able to reach under his armpits to pick him up. And she sees you doing this, and she says, "Oh, if you want, you can pick him up. That's fine. I've seen you before. You have quite the motherly instinct in you, Rafina. I can tell."
Well, thank you for noticing. Yes, I do, don't I? But am I able to pick up the child?
Your hands pass through the baby as if nothing's there.
Well, that's something I've never seen before.
Did I ever figure out what the green glow was coming from?
It's from the floorboards beneath the crib.
Oh, it's coming up through... Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's gleaming up. There's nothing... It's not like something's sitting on the floor. It's coming up through cracks in the rotted floorboards.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
She says, yeah, so as I was saying to Lankin, I've had some treats here for you all. She gestures to the brownies on the table. Feel free to sample them if you'd like. I don't know how many fine things you've encountered in this land. There's a lot of dreadfulness around. So I thought it might be nice for you to have something to provide a little more pleasure to the taste buds.
Were these made from the flour that comes from the mill over between Barovia Village and Valaki?
Well, no. No. Those nasty old things. I wouldn't use what they produce. Plus, I think you took care of that building, didn't you?
Oh, that's
we
true.
Sure did. Although Rafina wasn't happy about it. Were you, Rafina?
I told him not to go, Baba. Lady. What's her name? Baba Sasha? Baba
Lasaga.
Lasaga.
Baba Ganoush.
She looks like an eggplant.
Would one of... See, I can't say anything, but if something was completely toxic, Lank would have no idea until he ate it and died. is one of our somebody in the party going to be like do a detect magic or a detect death, or can I have a brownie?
Yes,
because I feel like it would be rude not to take a brownie.
I think Bathwack and can both Bathwack and Will do it.
Well, Bathwack's outside. That's why I was...
Oh, he didn't come up!
No, we'll be touching that on that in one moment. I wanted to say that Nick is standing right by the door and he looks terrified.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, his eyes are wide and he's like frozen, like he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Lank is going to take a brownie and then, you know, sort of do the smile, the thank you kind of thing. Just sort of be holding it conversationally and then look back at Nick to see if Nick gives him a sign about the brownies.
So you look at Nick. He looks at you, and he's just, like, wide-eyed, and he's, like, he just mouths, he's, like, what's going on? Like, mouths that to you, soundlessly. Mm. And you, like, maybe gesture the brownie, he just shakes his head very, very vehemently.
Nick doesn't want one, but thank you for the brownie.
Of course, they made them special for you. I'm, you know, feel free to enjoy them.
Well, what is Bathwack doing? Bathwack?
So what do I see outside?
Well, what do you mean by outside?
Well,
just immediately around the hut, or?
Yeah, well, so there's the hut, and I know there are the cages with the ravens.
Yep, they're kind of hanging hanging off the front on either side of the door of the hut.
Cages are hanging off of the hut.
Yeah, so they're up high, probably 15 feet off the ground.
I see.
They'd be within reach when you're up there, kind of in front of the door. There's like a little, basically front, not porch, but front. You could stand immediately outside the open doorway and reach the cages.
Okay. Can I talk to them?
I mean, they're birds. You can try.
They're birds. They're not, hello?
You're constantly hearing the cacophony of cawing and shrieking ravens.
Okay.
That's a perfect impression.
All right. And somewhere else nearby there was...
Mm-hmm. The cages are not large enough for if there were a were-raven in there, there wouldn't be room for a person in the cage.
We never established whether the were-raven's head was in proportion with its body or with other ravens.
You're right. We didn't.
This is a big gap in our story, guys.
So, in other words, they may be trapped in raven form because they can't fit into... They don't have room to grow into...
If one of the ravens in that cage is a were-raven, if it were to try to transform, you think it would be not good for that. Because the cages look very, very sturdy.
Oh, they look very sturdy. Like, I couldn't break them with...
Yeah, probably not. They're very thick iron cages.
Oh. All right. At somewhere else nearby, there was a skull?
Right in front of the door. Giant skull floating upside down.
Right in front of the door. It's like over my head.
It's kind of, I mean, you could touch it. It's not that... It's the skull is big enough that it fills... Like, it's upside down, so the top of it... which is the bottom of the skull. So the top of it is basically level with the floor of the hut, and the bottom of the skull, which is the head, the top of the head, basically, is close to the ground. So it's very, very large.
What can I do with this thing? So I want to walk around it.
Okay.
Does it see me? Is there some intelligence?
It doesn't move. It's just kind of floating there. You don't see anything holding it up, so it's definitely suspended in midair somehow. There's no eyes, the mouth doesn't move. It just looks like, if you just saw this sitting somewhere, it would just look like a skull of a giant sitting there.
Okay. But if I take a quick walk around the hut, how big is the hut?
The hut itself is about 15 foot square, 15 foot per side. But the roots of the stump that it's sitting on kind of spread out. This is a massive, massive stump, and these thick... huge roots, like you would have to clamber over some of them if you wanted to stay close to the hut. They extend out much further than that, probably an additional 15, 20 feet past the edge of the hut outwards in all different directions.
Is there any other entrance? Is there anything, I mean, other than this strange hut, anything out of the ordinary? Anything like you can push or turn or...
Well, you can roll an investigation check if you're looking around to see if there's any kind of secret-y things that you can find.
Ooh, 16.
I mean, this is all very odd, but you don't find anything in particular like that, like any secret back door. I mean, it's a pretty small structure, and there's definitely no obvious doors or even windows except the open doorway in the front.
All right. She'd probably be pretty mad if I tried to get the ravens out.
She seemed to specifically say that that should not happen.
All right. I'm not sure what else to do out here. I'll just go up and stand in the doorway again.
Okay. Beth clambers up and joins the rest of you. She says, So yes, I told you I would tell you about the ravens. I don't know if you know this, but there's a faction here in Barovia that seeks to do my son harm. They're not just ravens, they're were-ravens. They can assume human form and raven form and some sort of disgusting mix in between, and they'd seek to harm my son and cast him down. And so I've been collecting as many as I possibly can and exterminating them.
Why would they possibly want to hurt your son?
I don't know. Some people are jealous of the power he wields. I'm not sure.
Oh, Rafina's doing her best not to say anything stupid. Because she knows this lady is really the hot stuff right now, man. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm lingering over by the door next to Nick, I guess, and Bathwack, who's coming up, but the bathtub's right next to the door, right?
It is. If you walk in the door, it's immediately to the left. It's kind of in that corner.
Sniff it? Yeah, I was kind of picturing that I'm, like, right next to it. So can I, like, sniff it and be like, what kind of bath bomb do you have going on in here?
Clearly, she's been sniffing bath salts.
Right.
Do you actually say that?
Right, yeah. Like, I'm going to pretend that I'm not like, what thing have you killed to fill this bathtub full of blood? What? Raspberry? What is this?
Oh, no, every new moon, I must soak in the blood of sacrificed animals in order to,
Who sacrifices them?
Oh, I do.
Oh.
Mother Night has blessed me with powers and longevity, and this is how I keep my youthful figure.
She smiles coquettishly. Okay. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
It's still horrible, but yeah.
Which animals did you choose for this particular soak?
Oh, I typically use goats. I have a nice collection of them in a pen nearby.
Oh, and yeah, I remember that.
They bleed quite a lot. It doesn't take very many to fill my tub. That's kind of the sound they make.
I know. I regretted it as soon as I made it.
Would you, any of you, like to try? I'm sorry. I'm being rude. It's quite invigorating.
I've just
not
bathed.
Just after eating.
My skin gets dried out if I soak too much in blood.
Oh, I've never had that problem. That's
yes.
Interesting.
Yes, it's a special form of acne.
So, Lang pauses mid sentence. Lang said, "Rafina, what? What have these were-ravens been doing against Strahd? Because he's wondering why, since she seems to know everything that we've been doing." We've interacted with were-ravens before. He's trying to get a sense of how she knows about them, but doesn't know that we know about them.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that they're planning to eventually mass an attack. My wonderful scarecrow servants are my eyes and ears in this land. In addition to some of the special abilities I have to keep an eye on my boy, I've heard tell that they formed a secret society. And intend on attempting, I don't know that they'll succeed, but any enemy of my boy must be handled. And that is one of the few things I can do for him here in Barovia. So you certainly would see why I would not want you to free those miserable, wretched creatures.
Ms. Baba ma'am?
Yes,
Masaga ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I was not able to pick up your baby. He is so slippery. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, he's a squirrely little guy, isn't he?
It was almost like my hands went right through him.
Yeah, he squirms around quite a bit, don't you, dearie?
And she leans down and looks like she's like smoothing some hair out of his like out of his eyes, like brushing his hair off to the side. And her fingers kind of pass right through him, but she doesn't seem to take notice.
What do you feed your baby? He's so healthy looking.
Oh, he suckles at my teat.
Did not need to know that.
I was afraid that
nothing,
was going
to... Nothing better than a mother's milk for her boy.
Yes, but I was going to ask to watch him feed, but no, I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out, Rafina.
Can I communicate with Bernard to have him go check out what the situation is with the goat pen, like whether it would be something that I could get him to open somehow to like get the goats to kind of run out, maybe distract her somehow?
Okay. You can communicate with him. Okay. Yeah. Okay. He flies over there. There's a fence. Right now there are 9 goats in the pen. The fence posts are 10 feet apart all the way around. There is a small gate. One thing to note is that on top of each of the fence posts, there's about 50 posts, are 50 human skulls.
Sweet. Well, how is the gate latched? Is it like a complicated human latch thing? Or do you think if I transformed him into something, he could manipulate it? What is the...
It doesn't look like it's locked or anything. It looks like something that just is trying to keep the goats in. It doesn't seem to be to keep, like, people out or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay, so, like, how could a bat... Would it swing open, or is it, like, stuck in the dirt? Like, would a bat be able to somehow... Is it, like, tied with a rope? Or, like, what is...
It probably wouldn't be something a bat would be able to do. Uh-huh. It's like a wooden latch. I don't know if latch is the right word, but, like, a little bar into a hook kind of thing. Just keeping it in. Okay. Keeping it closed.
Ma'am, I was very curious about the upside-down skull. Is it usually right side up and it just fell over? Would you like us to write it for you?
Oh, no, that's... I use that to get around. It's my my little vehicle.
Whoa. Oh, you sit in the mouth.
I sit in the bottom of it.
Oh, it has no jaw.
It's upside down, so it's just, like, hollowed out in the bottom. You would have seen that when you went up.
Right, but the jaw... What is she sitting in? That she's sitting in the jaw. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, very interesting.
Yes, I know. It's quite unique. I made it myself.
Magicked it up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever take the baby for a stroll?
Oh, you know, it's nice to get out and get some air sometimes. Yes, we go for little jaunts around the countryside together.
Yeah. Would you like to take a walk?
Sure. Would you like that? That sounds delightful, yeah. Rafina.
Let's put the baby in his stroller.
His what?
Or his ergo baby carrier, or whatever it is you use to carry him around in.
I use a Moby wrap. It's nice. Promotes skin to skin contact.
Oh no!
Those things take 7 years to put on, though. Let's speed this thing up.
You would like to go for a walk?
Okay. Yes, let's go. I really want to see her handle the baby.
Okay.
Like, transport the baby.
She bends over and looks like she's going to pick the baby up, and she goes through the motions. The baby's still sitting there, and it looks like she's acting like she's holding a baby, though there's nothing visible at all in her arms.
And the baby is still holographically there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lovely little house.
Oh, thank you, Lang.
Is it just this, or is there a... I mean, there's no attic. Is there a basement?
No, a this cellar? Is it. I know, it's... No cellar at all. It's quite modest, I know.
No, it's charming.
Yes, it suits my needs. It's part of the tiny house movement, if you've heard of that.
Have we... Okay, so here's my dilemma right now. What have we heard about this lady? Like, does she kill people? Is she evil? Or is she just like a crazy old lady that maybe kills animals, but, you know, is that worth us killing her? I'm out of character, obviously. I just don't know what to do right now, because we know that she stole the gem from the raven people.
Is she going for a walk? We could quickly take up a floorboard and try to get the gem.
So, yeah, I could maybe distract her with that.
The other thing is, if she actually is trying to collect ravens, and if she knows that any of them...
I mean,
you
she
know,
admitted
I just kind
to
of
you that she is
she's killing
exterminating... She wants to exterminate right. the
yeah.
were-ravens.
And she's like, killing them.
Yeah, so like, okay, so we know... Sorry, that was out of character. I just did not remember. I'm like trying to process all this. It's a lot of information.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know she's bad. Do we have a plan? Because, I mean, how do we get out of this?
I'm taking her for a walk.
Okay. But she can see through invisibility, which makes me think that even if I come up with something to make the baby still appear there after we take the gem, she's going to see right through any spell that I cast. We also want to get rid of these ravens. I mean, get them out of there. Are we going to try to... Fuck, I guess we can't really have this conversation out of character because we didn't have a conversation in character about any sort of plan. Sorry, I'm just trying to like think of what the heck we're going to do.
I think if they've left the room, I'm going to get down and see if I can get at the gem.
Okay. It does look like she's leaving. She says to Rufina, did you want to go for a ride in my contraption here?
Oh, I'm a little old fashioned for those fancy flying skull mobiles. I'd prefer to go on our own 2 feet if you don't mind.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
If the baby gets heavy, just let me know. I'll carry him.
Oh, thank you, dearie. I think I should be fine. If a mother can't carry her own child, what is she good for, am I right?
OMG, are you right?
No offense to anybody who is mother and can't carry their child.
Yeah.
I'm improvising and making up things as I go along.
Yeah, right,
also, that wasn't me. That was this crazy lady.
The entire podcast has been a long, long lead up to a dig at mothers who don't carry their own babies around.
Who can't.
Yeah. Who can't.
Because they're worthless.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right, and I give big winks as we leave. Wink, wink.
And Will's like shrugging like, what the? I don't know what the plan is. Oh, man.
So she walks out. She actually walks into the skull as she's walking out rather than like clambering down. And then as she does, she like just keeps walking forward and the skull kind of tilts forward along with her. And then she just like eventually, eventually it's tilted 90 degrees sideways and she just walks out of it onto the ground.
It's very Howl's Moving Castle. I like it.
Oh, wow. They're not riding in it. They're just...
No, Rufina she just used it to get down. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Weird.
And Rufina, you'll note that by the time she gets down, it looks like she's doesn't remember or is not carrying a baby at all. She's just walking.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm not going to remind her. Let's go.
Okay.
Is somebody going with her, with Rufina, in case?
Nick seems very relieved that this lady is gone. And he's like, looks like he's maybe holding his breath this whole time.
Since I have my crowbar, I was going to go after the stone. Yeah. But if nobody else is making a move to keep an eye on Rufina, Lang's going to do that.
Oh.
So I could hand off my crowbar to Will or Nick, because I don't think Nick's going to... Wait, Bathwack came in.
He did. I was about to ask him what he's doing.
Bathwack.
I kind of want to hang back and see what this glow is under the floorboards.
Okay, I'm going to hand you my crowbar, and I'm going to go just sort of, remain aloof, but keep an eye on the two of them.
Well, hi, Link.
Hi, I'm going to like wave from the porch and then lean back in and be like, okay, what are we thinking?
I don't know.
I mean, she's out of her mind, but is it possible that Strahd has done something to her?
Yep. But you know what? If she... I'm trying to think of like, what the fuck I would strategize.
Real quick first, we did cut away from you about the goat pen. Did you have something in mind for that?
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really determine what you said the latch was like
like a piece of wood that's like
right.
rotates up out of a little hook that keeps the very rudimentary, but probably not something a bat would be able to manage.
I think I've witnessed Nick moving things before. I think I'm going to turn quickly to Nick, because, like, Rafina's left with her, mm-hmm. and his plan was to try to get her out of the house by moving that thing, but now it's like, that could still be a distraction from other things, so he's gonna be like, Nick, you're terrified. That's mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. I think everyone is. Mm-hmm. But, please, mm-hmm. Go and use your magic, whatever the heck you can do, and mm-hmm. move the goat. Bernard said there's like a wooden thing. It's like what you moved in the winery mm-hmm. to block the door. Mm-hmm. Open the goat pen mm-hmm. from over here. Don't go near the goat pen. Don't mm-hmm. make it look like it was you. Try to do it so she can't see you. Open the goat pen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get Bernard to get the goats out of the pen. And then I'm going to follow Rafina, I think, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
The goat pen's kind of far away.
Okay.
It's actually by the mansion. What's-his-face had described to you.
Oh, shit. There's a mansion as well.
It's like a really ruined mansion.
Okay. Yeah.
So he would have to kind of go over there. He wouldn't be able to do it, like, from the hut.
Okay. Well...
just, you know.
Come down, but be out of view when you do it, is what I mean. Like, do it... okay, if you mm-hmm. can't... if Nick relays, I can't do it from this far, mm-hmm. then hide behind the house as you do it, or whatever. Hide as you do it. Don't be... don't go over and lift it with your hands. Just... okay. Do it from far away.
Okay.
So that she doesn't know that the goats are out. Because I feel like if her goats escape, she might get caught up doing that. We can do something about everything else.
Okay.
But I'm going to go talk to her and see what she knows about Strahd.
Okay.
Adult Strahd. Not whatever the hell this is.
Okay. All right. So Nick clambers down and you're going to join her and Rafina?
Yeah.
Okay. They're walking along. She just got down from the skull.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming she's already talking to her, but I don't know, like, if we're all if there's some conversation going along, or...
I would assume, yeah. If there's anything... I think Rafina was just trying to distract her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rafina's talking animatedly about Twig Tea.
I'll interrupt and say, what's with this mansion... castle building? Is it just a mansion, not a castle? Mansion.
Oh, that's the Ulrich mansion. They incurred the wrath of my boy years and years ago, and he did not take kindly to that, and so the mansion and the town you see is left in this state.
Were they the burgomasters of this town or something?
The last burgomaster was Laszlo Ulrich, yes, of Berez.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. His daughter was destined to be my son's true love. But, Laszlo did not like that for some reason, and so this fiend of a man, he killed his own daughter.
Whoa.
To prevent her from marrying my son. Can you imagine?
How long ago was this?
Mom!
Well, I don't know. It made me so sad.
I would say that's about 200 years ago or so now.
So this daughter wasn't Irina Kolyanovich or somehow related to, God, I can't
What's
remember
his
her.
Name?
Tatiana.
The burgomaster of...
Tatiana?
Yeah. Must be Tatiana.
Oh, Tatiana. That was my son's first crush, if you will.
Crush? No, I think that she's like who he is meant to be with, right?
She did quite strongly resemble Tatiana. I think that's one of the reasons why Strahd took such a liking to her.
Did she now?
Hmm. Yes.
And he looks at Rafina like, recycled Dracula shit, Rafina. Don't actually say that, but, you know, hey, like, that's... he seemed to think Irina looked an awful lot like Tatiana. That's what he called her. That's what she
Wait,
was.
Wait, who is she
oh,
talking
she
about?
She said she was recycled. Yeah, so it's... yeah.
Yeah.
So that must have been one of her reincarnations, I betcha.
Irina is one of Tatiana's reincarnations.
Yeah, Irina was, but also this other lady.
Is it really a separate lady? It is a separate lady for sure.
Yeah, because it was 200 years ago.
He didn't say her name. She didn't say her
name.
What
was her name?
Oh, Marina.
Marina, Irina, oh, come on. Really? All right.
Yes, that really was her name, Marina Ulrich.
Well, we knew someone named Irina who looked like Tatiana, and I feel like whoever, I don't know, that's like a weird thing going on.
Yes, where is Irina?
Oh, she's a lake. or something like that.
she's at a lake?
A lake.
I mean, I...
She tried to hurt Strahd, and we were like, no, Irina, and then we put her in the fucking lake. That's what we did.
Oh,
you don't have to worry about it. We are fans of Strahd, right, Rafina? He's our best friend.
Rafina is purposefully whistling and chasing some bees.
There are no bees.
I'm gonna
guys, this is what happens when you kill all the bees. The land turns into Barovia.
Oh, no!
Everybody,
the
protect the bees.
Aww.
The entire podcast has actually been a long lead up to this public service announcement.
The end.
So confusing.
Save the bees and mothers who don't carry their children are worthless.
Oh my god. Oh, can't carry their children.
Yes. No. Physically unable to.
I like how we keep trying to solve it and it's like, no.
Oh guys, the holes we've dug for ourselves this week. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Tell you.
This week.
So.
All the time.
Lank, you've got your trusty crowbar out.
Oh, I had handed it to Bathwack, but if Will then went out to keep an eye on Rafina, I would go in to help with the crowbarage.
Okay. So Bathwack, you've got Lank's crowbar. It feels good. This is a nice crowbar.
Be gentle with old Bessie.
I'm going to give it a couple tosses in the air.
And you drop it on your toe.
Drop it on the baby, the hollow baby.
So where is this glow coming from?
Directly underneath the crib.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
It's totally making that baby. That's what I'm saying. That gem is going to be removed and the baby's going to disappear. I know it.
It's baby poop. I'm telling you guys. It can come in any color and it's fine as long as it's not white or black. Neon green is okay.
Glowing
it's
green.
Casting its own light. I feel like there's a doctor somewhere who would be like, hey, you might want to bring the kid in for a checkup, you know? No, don't panic. Just get here as quickly as you possibly can.
So is it definitely underneath somehow? Do I have to break something?
The light is shining through the cracks in the rotted floorboards beneath the illusion of the crib.
Oh, I have
you
to
want me
break
to take
something.
A whack at it. I'm closer to the ground. It.
The crib illusion.
You gonna break it? All right.
Let's minimally intrude on this. Just grab one board.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a strength check with the classic Lank crowbar advantage.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thing we have the advantage. We need all of it. Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, no.
9.
Okay.
Just give me back my crowbar.
Get it.
just let me do it.
Crowbar sucks.
Hey.
it's your big turtle claws.
I'm gonna put the crowbar aside and try again with my hands.
Okay.
Can I try it with the crowbar?
Alright. So you're both trying, so I want you both to give me strength checks with disadvantage because you're getting in each other's way.
Alright. 17.
17.
Okay.
Aww.
So you both wrench up two different boards next to each other.
We're not even working on the same board.
Yep. And below the opening, you see a small cavity. And in that cavity sits a large green glowing gem.
What do you think? Should we take it?
Lank is going to reach out and touch it.
Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, dear. Mm-mm. Well, I was thinking it might be holographic. That's why I just touched it. But that, in retrospect, is probably moronic. All right. Dexterity. That would be 12. Yes, 12.
Okay. As you reach into the cavity that you've created to grab the gem, suddenly you feel the floor shake beneath your feet.
Uh-oh.
I feel the earth move under my feet. Says Link.
It feels like the whole hut is moving. Those of you outside, you hear this loud, crunching, ripping sound If you turn around, you see the roots that are extending from the hut begin to start pulling themselves out of the ground as the hut rises up onto the roots, as if the roots are like spider legs.
Oh no, it's like an ent or something.
I was
like
just saying it's an ent.
Like a bad spider ent. Oh no.
And then Lank, as you start to reach your hand in, the sides of the hole sprout basically wooden teeth. Slam shut on your hand, dealing you 10 damage.
Ooh.
Oh,
snake. I just healed him. I don't know that, though.
You guys see this, and Baba Lasaga has whirled around, and she says, "What are you doing in there?"
Oh, my God.
And she transforms into a swarm of flies.
Ew.
And begins rushing back.
Wait, was she the one eating us last night?
I know.
Oh, gross. Ew, you.
Is that how she's always knowing what we're doing? Is that she's just an insect following us around?
Oh, gross.
Oh, also ow.
Yeah.
The hut is now fully mobile, and it begins stalking across the field towards you, Rafina, and Lank. Towards Rafina and Will, as she rushes in swarm of fly form to meet it.
Oh, gross.
And you and Lank and Batwhack are knocked off their feet as it moves very ungracefully across the open area. And that's where we're going to leave it for tonight.
Yikes. Oh my god. Now we have to battle a house and a witch thing.
Fly. Or in classic D&D fashion, it may turn out to be a gazebo.
I'm like frantically looking at every item I have. I'm like trying to be like, I don't know what I have. I have boots. Can I give the house my boots? Will it like my boots? I offer up my boots. Here, house, please don't eat us all.
The house creaks. Those don't match your clothes.
I know! Oh my god, I'm so upset about that.
I think that's the most disturbing voice you've ever used.
Thank you.
It really is.
I know, I swear. And when you just, the last thing you said when you were like, what are you doing? It reminded me of,
Dorothy.
Yes, it did. It reminded me of that. I was going to say it was Princess Mombi. That's what it reminded me of.
From Return to Oz.
Scared the shit out of me when I was little and still as an adult. It's still super creepy.
Good.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.